Ben Yisod is to explain why by Yitzhak Avinu Be'ik we find the Indian of Tefillah. Avraham also didn't have children. And it's not brought down Bechlal that Avraham Avinu davened. He came with tainus to the Ben Shalom, Matitani, Venechi Hoyle Hariri. Yitzhak Avinu is Vayetar, Hifzi B'Tefillah, Hifzi B'Spalel. Yitzhak Avinu is teaching us a person daven ein action, a person's got to daven and daven and daven until he sees the Yeshua. That all came from the Indian of Yitzhak Avinu. What's the Indian that Yitzhak Avinu is showing us more? Also, we have to understand why from Klali. Hari Tefillah comes from the Avos HaKadoshim. Avraham taken Shachas, Yitzchak taken Minchat, Yaakov taken Arvis. So the whole Avodah of the Avos HaKadoshim was a Tefillah Dika Avodah. Tefillah Dika Avodah. So where do you see the Tefillah Dika Avodah by the Avos? And from already mentioning of Shachas Mincha Marev, the Gemara says in Brachas that Be'ikah a person has to be Zohar, Lo'idmi is Zohar, Betfilas Mincha, Shere Eliyahu Novi, Lenena, Ela Betfilas Mincha. So there's something special about Tefillas Mincha, which is Yitzchok's Tefillah, which is Bo'ef and Poshet, because you see that by Yitzchok, he davened. So you see that Yitzchok has a special kesher to davening, so by Pashtas, that's why Mincha's got a special kesher to Kabbalah's Tefillas. Yitzchok had kipoil the Yeshua, she became pregnant. So you see that Yitzchok has that koyach, but Ato Hogufa, why? What's the shaykh of all the others to Tefillah? Now, what's why Dafka Yitzchok has the Indian? Why Dafka the Indian of Yitzchok has the Indian of Tefillah? And the answer is that the Indian of Akedah Yitzchok, every week we give Siyat Dishmanan of Halach, what's the Indian of the Akedah of Yitzchok, the binding of Yitzchok? The binding of Yitzchok symbolizes that you bind the hands together. Rashi says it's also the hands and also the legs. But the binding of the hands is what makes a person, Alti Yisod that we always discuss, makes a person feel a certain yeshus. Hands, there's a lack of bilti l'Hashem levadai. The person mixes his own ishtadlus in. By a yodayim, a person mixes his own ishtadlus in. It's maise yodayim. It's maise yodayim. Yodayim is maise yodayim. We discussed the barichas in other places. That's why the first avodah of the Beis Hamikdash was kiddush yodayim v'raglayim. Because kiddush yodayim v'raglayim means realizing that yodayim and your raglayim are not doing anything. Once you reach that level, that yodayim and raglayim are not doing anything, then you reach the level of bilti l'Hashem levadai. Yitzchok is being brought up as a korban. The korban by korbanus state in pasuk is a veach lelekim yoracharam bilti l'Hashem levade. The pasuk bilti l'Hashem levade is written by the inyan of korbanus tefillas b'mokan korban. So made of the inyan of tefillah. This also we've discussed before. By the inyan of tefillah is the inyan of bilti l'Hashem levade. Bilti l'Hashem levade by the inyan of tefillah. By Torah, a person can learn shaloi lishma. He can learn because it's stimulating. He can learn because it's intellectual. He can learn for a lot of reasons. But tefillah, there's no such thing as a tefillah shaloi lishma. Because the tefillah shalai nishma nishkan tefillah. Tefillah is bilti l'Hashem levadai. Tefillah is bilti l'Hashem levadai. So we know that even klali, the ikav void of the Avos HaKadoshim was showing that there's only the Rabbeinu Shalom. Avraham Avinu said, Anoichi ofa ve'efe. Avraham Avinu brought everybody into his house in order to show them, in order to bring them closer to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And Avada, the Avos HaKadoshim, all it says, Avos Heinin HaMerkava. And the Indian of Merkava we've discussed is the Indian of a Merkav is a rider. And just like the animal is bottled to the rider, so too the Avos HaKadoshim are completely bottled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, both in Kalali, the Avos HaKadoshim have to do with the Indian of Bilti L'Hashem Levadoi. And we made it therefore, Tefillah is Bilti L'Hashem Levadoi. So, the Avos HaKadoshim have to do with the Indian of Tefillah, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, that they were Mesak and Shachas Mincha Marev. Oh, but in this Indian of Bilti L'Hashem Levadoi, the Akedas Yitzchok is the of the bilti l'Hashem levadai. Yitzchok said, tie my hands because you bring me up as a korban, and by korban it says bilti l'Hashem levadai, and therefore bilti l'Hashem levadai kenish game in hand. It can't go with hands. Is therefore that kedus Yitzchok is the hakora that a korban's got to be bilti l'Hashem levadai, and adarabah v'haleiul oila, and oila is taka bilti l'Hashem levadai. Parsha Pshat, there's no other, the whole bus of the whole korban goes up on the Mizbeach. There's no chelik for the kohenim. It's bilti l'Hashem levadai, and oila is bilti. The etzem is that all the inyan of korbanos is bilti l'Hashem levadai. Oh, but oila is the spitz bilti l'Hashem levadai, and that's why the inyan of oila. That's where the inyan of oila is the first korban that's discussed in the Torah. Im oila korbanai, because the ikav bilti l'Hashem levadai is by a korban oila. So Yitzchok is going to be brought up a korban oila, so he has to be bound to be mevatel the inyan of yadayim raglayim, which a person has his involvement as well. And once that's bound, then he can become a korban. He became a korban oila. Oila is kulei kol ha-mizbeach. And that's why Yitzchok's ikke inyan is that he bought his ikinin is the inin ability l'ashem levadai by bringing a korban. Maybe that's the chashivas of tefillas mincha. That's the moedik chashivas of tefillas mincha. Because in shachar is a person, shachar is a person just woken up. He's just woken up. The Rebbeinu Shlom gave him his neshama back a few minutes ago. He was dead. Shein is echad meshishim. And maybe a person sees that alts come from the Rebbeinu Shlom. Hamachzin neshama is lefgarim mesim. Person during the day is very productive. Comes to the end of the day, he comes home exhausted. Klois HaKoyachas, he sees that the Koyachas don't come from him. It's a Klois HaKoyachas. Marv is at a time of Klois HaKoyachas. So Mela, but Mincha catches a person in the middle of the day. He's in the middle of all his productivity. He's in the middle of all his activity. He's Yadayim or busy. And then, there he goes to Daven Mincha. There he puts in the Bilti Lashem Levado. In there, does the Hechta Tefillah. That's why Dafka Tefillah is Mincha. Because the whole Inyan of Tefillah is Bilti Lashem Levado. So Tefillah L'Chayra should go together with the Inyan of being Chal and Inyan of don't think that you're doing anything. When is the person doing? Mincha time. Mincha time is the middle of the day. He's busy, and then they call him for a minyan of mincha, and they call him out of his office for mincha. So then that bilti l'ashem levadei by mincha is the hechta bilti l'ashem levadei that there is, because shachas amayev there's already a bilti l'ashem levadei, but mincha is poyel a bilti l'ashem levadei on a half a minute that there's no that the half a minute of the chas v'shalom is something else. And that's why you see that the Aleil Hashlem Kol HaKabonis Kulem, that all the Kabonis that we brought up before the Tomash Rabbein Abayim, the Tomash Rabbein Abayim indicates that it's getting Mincha time already. It's Yidua that the Menorah that used to light in the evening, because the evening time is Zman HaMincha, and the Zman HaMincha that it's Yidua that the Ner is the Bechina of Ner Hashem Nishmas Odom, and it's going upwards. It's Kulei Poinelem Tzoy. Poinelem Tzoy means just like there's a Yad Yamin and a Yad Smoil. There's Knei HaMenorah Yamin, Knei HaMenorah Smoil. Or it's all pointed to the Emtza. Emtza is the bilti l'ashem levadoi. The afternoon is a time where it's important to be poil the bilti l'ashem levadoi. In Mele, therefore, Yitzchak was poil the bilti l'ashem levadoi in mincha. So therefore, that's why it's a zach where it's the most important. The tefillah is niskabel because that's the nekuda of bilti l'ashem levadoi. Even Aliyah Novi, the Gemara there says, because Pinchas became Aliyah. Why? Because he had that nekuda of bilti l'ashem levadoi. Because if Zimri would have turned around and killed him, Zimri would have been potter because Pinchas had a din of a roidiv. So he gave everything up. Everything up. The Indian, what he did was an Indian of, he knew they were going to kill him. The whole Shevet Shimon was going to kill him. I'm not thinking. It's a bilti l'ashem levadai. I can't take the chil l'ashem. I only have the Rabbein Shalom. Bilti l'ashem levadai. Bilti l'ashem levadai is Eliyahu's shaykh to tefillas mincha. Because Eliyahu's from Pinchas, that's shaykh to the Indian of tefillas mincha. So made it therefore, that's why by Yitzchak Avinu you see more the Indian of Tefillah, and by Yet Yitzchak Hashem Lenoichach Yishtoi. Or by Emes, it even starts from before, because the whole parsha, last week's parsha, Parshas Chayisora, is the parsha of the whole story with Eliezer Eved Avram. And what is the simon of Eliezer Eved Avram? This is a Moed Gazach, because what's the Indian of an Eved? An Indian of an Eved, and Eliezer Eved Avram was showing us how to be an Eved Hashem. Because the Indian of an Eved state Koma Shekona Eved Kona Rabbi. Koma Shekona Eved Kona Rabbi. Which means he hasn't got nothing. He doesn't have anything. An Eved doesn't have anything. Kol Mashakon Eved Kona Rabbi. An Eved Hashem is somebody who says that Kol Mashakon Eved Kona Rabbi. I don't have nothing. Bilti L'Hashem Levadai. Only the Rabbeinu Shalom. And Eved is only the Rabbeinu Shalom. He was looking for a zivug for Yitzchok. Yitzchok came off the Akedah. Yitzchok's become a bilti l'ashem levadai. Yitzchok is a korban oila. So therefore, that's why the finding the zivug to Yitzchok to bring on Yaakov Nesel we'll discuss must come through tefillah. So Eliezer Eved Avram davened. The first tefillah you see is Eliezer Eved Avram davened in last week's parasha. Hakri l'lefana, and he davened to the Rabbeinu Shalom, and he davened to the Rabbeinu Shalom, but even though he succeeded in his mission, he was a shliach, sent for shlichus. But when he said it over, it was called Kulay Rabbeinu Shalom. Other rabbi, he was so poil, bilti l'Hashem levadoi, that even Lavan Arasha said, Me'Hashem yotza hadova, those words. Me'Hashem yotza hadova. They couldn't, the Rashi says there, that they had to give Rivka. They didn't want to give Rivka away. She was 3 years old. Hashem Yotza Adova. He was poil and veld. And Hashem Yotza Adova until Lavan and Chayes Besuah, the whole mishpacha, they saw this nekuda, and that came through tefillah, because tefillah is makom korban, and that's poil bilti l'Hashem levadai. So they saw so clearly that the Rebbeinu Shalom feed the ganze geshäft. They saw so clearly that the Rebbeinu Shalom feed the ganze geshäft. So it really started, and that's a pshat. Now Eliezer is the Eved Avram, and Rashi says that Yofasi Chosan Shel Avdei Ovos, because the Ike is the Avdus. Avdus is where a person feels the inyan of Bilti L'Hashem Levadai, and Avdus is where a person's in this battle absolutely everything. And we know that Tefillah is Avoida. Tefillah is Avoida, and Avoida is Avdus. So the Mamish all ties them together. Tefillah is avoida, and avoida is being an eved, and an eved is kama shakana kana rabbi, and that's the whole inyan of a tefillah, that's the whole inyan of a korban, and these are all inyanim of kama shakana eved kana rabbi. So mele, that's why the whole peula in last week's parasha all came through tefillah, and the tefillah was poiled and Mashem yatsadova, and then when it was so clear that Mashem yatsadova, and he didn't have Eliezer, didn't have any of his own shtadlis, he didn't take anything to himself. So after then, when he bought back, when he was matzliach in his shlichus, and he brought Rivka back to Yitzchok, vayetz Yitzchok lasuach besadet. Then Yitzchok reached the darga to be misakin tefillas mincha. That's the inyan. That's the tikkun of tefillas mincha. That's the yofes yichos and shel avdei ovos. That's the avodim. That's the avodim of Avos teach us how to be an avdei Hashem. Teach us that kol mashakana evet, kol mashakana evet, kona rabbi. That was the inyan of kvitzas aderech that Eliezer had. Eliezer had a kvitzas aderech. The oba hayoyim el ha'oyin. Kvitzas aderech is kilu where you see where you're not doing anything. The reglaim didn't go anywhere. The reglaim don't go anywhere. He came there without the reglaim. Came there without the reglaim. And that's the Nakuda. Also, he gave them shteluchos, because the Matan Torah is where the Yidden reached that darg when the Rebbein Shlom said, "Anoichi Hashem lekecha, all that there is me." That's the vote of Anoichi Hashem lekecha. All that there's nothing else. And that's why it says, "Asher Tzisicha Meretz Mitzrayim." Why doesn't it say, "Asher Barosi Shmaim Oratz"? Says in Chazal, because Paro thought that he's a man da'oma. Paro thought he's a man da'oma. He thought that it's the Do'a Bashefa. He believed it. He said the Shem Elohim. He said the Shem and the Shem Elohim. But the Shem Havayah denied, because the Shem Havayah is Hoya Hoyve V'yeh. That's it. That's all that there is. It's Hoya and it's Hoya and it's Hoyve and it's Yeh. Bilti Lashem. The Yudke Vovke is Bilti Lahavayah Levadoi. The Yudke Vovke is a Bilti Lashem. There, Pari's got no shayches of forget. Pari also wants to strip himself in. Ichti Oyapus. I'm also doing something. That's why when it came out of Mitzrayim, we said when it came out of Mitzrayim, that's the whole yesod of the Anana Kovod. The Anana Kovod was a massive ability of Hashem Nevada. Yidin didn't do nothing. There was no shtadlis. There was no growing. There was no all the inyan of a Yid productive. There was no productivity in the midbar bechlal. Nothing grew. Nothing. It was built to Hashem Nevada. Lechdech achara midbar. That's the inyan of the same thing as Eliezer and Avram. Over Hayom Eloyin. It's built to Hashem Nevada. And somebody lives a built to Hashem Nevada. Doesn't have to work with his hands. It after gave me the feast. Over Hayom Eloyin. I just arrived. That's the life. That's the life of Bilti Lashem Levadai. And Mela, that's why the Yitzchak Lashem Lenoicha Chishtei Ki Akorihi. And that's the Nakuda of Yaakov and Esav. And that's taka the difference between Yaakov and Esav, as we always discuss. That Yaakov is a bechina of Yitin Li. Hashem will give me beged lil boish. Esav Rosh is a hunter. He's somebody who believes in his own koiches. Amalek believes in its own koiches. And Yaakov, we know, is the one who brought this down to the poil that everything he davens to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the yisod of Hakol Kol Yaakov Yidayim Yidei Esav. Yitzchok was the one who was megala the difference between the koil of Yaakov and the Yidayim Yidei Esav. Because Yitzchok only knows one thing, Bilti Lashem Levadoi. And Adarabba, the Sfasemis says that Lemaisi, you see that Yitzchok wanted to give the brachas to Esav. A mensch tut alles. A person doesn't do anything. The Rebbein Shlom tut alles. Maybe Yaakov got the brachas. And that's the whole Nakuda. That's why it came out this way. This is Yitzchok's shitta, doch. This is Yitzchok's shitta. Yitzchok's shitta is, as the Eibishter does everything. This is the Eibishter tut alles. So Mela, you can think you're doing one thing. Oh, but Betzim, you're giving the brachas to Yaakov. You don't even know about it. That's Bilti Lashem Levada. If I care, then you don't have Bechir even. You don't even have your own Bechira, because Bechira diminishes the Tutepus with Bechira. No, Yitzchok doesn't even have that. Doesn't even have Bechira. They're Bein Shalom feed the Geschäft. That's the Yisod. That's the Yisod of Bilti Lashem Levada. That's why Yaakov got the brachas. Yitin Lecha Olekim. Mitala Shemayim Mishmanei Ors. And Rashi says V'yitein V'yachze V'yitein, which means that everything you're getting is from V'yitein L'cho Elekim. Everything you're getting, Yachze V'yitein, everything you're getting from the Rabbeinu Shalom. Mitala Shemayim, it's Mitala Shemayim. Tal is the Musav where it's just there. There's no irrigation, there's no gunisht. It's just there. Tal, it's just there. That's Mitala Shemayim. Somebody understands that, so he understands that it's that. Then he can be zoich to the bechina of Mishmanei Haoretz. That's what a person has to strive for. In these parishes, a person has to strive for when he feels the musuk of bilti l'Hashem nevada, when he feels the bechina of hashlech al Hashem Yehovcha. Hashlech al Hashem Yehovcha, that's the koyach ha-tefillah, that's only the koyach ha-tefillah. That's why be'ikus of the Mashiach, all the chassid shesfam say, the ikus of the Mashiach, the koyach ha-tefillah is the most important koyach. Because we're living in the end of Golas Edom. We're living at the end of Yadayim Yedei Esav. And the only way to break the Yadayim Yedei Esav is the feeling of bilti l'Hashem nevada, davening to the Rabbein Shalom, tefillah and tefillah and davening to the Rabbein Shalom. That's why the koisel is Rosh HaTevis, nafshi ka'ofa la'koil. No, nafshi, yeah, ka'ofa la'koil, yeah. Ka'ofa la'koil tia. Ka'ofa la'koil tia. That's offer. We go into the koisel, megedavanen, it's offer, it's bilti l'Hashem nevada. Bilti l'Hashem nevada, a person can be poil. And he has to be mafze betfila, and mafze betfila, and mafze betfila. More persons mafze betfila, more persons sees that he's not doing anything in a hot gunish, and alts is the Rabban Shalom. And the person can be zoicha through this inyan, the person can be zoicha to such unbelievable ashkacha protest and everything. It's mamish unbelievable, mamish nish normal. Wow, okay, the person's just ruining it. It's so much koyach. If it's Kabbalah Hashem, that's that was avoid in the Bits of English. Avoid in the Bits of English was built in Hashem Nevada. As you do on Torah, it's Shaykh, Shalay Lishma, Torah, it's Shaykh, Kadele, it's Goyes, and Torah, it's Shaykh, Kulmin, it's Achen. That's why a person has to be matzmid the whole time, is tefillah to his Torah. A person's got to be matzmid the whole time, is tefillah to his Torah. Because be'etzem the Indian is, the difference between Torah and tefillah is that a Torah, our keshet HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Torah is a keshet of a ben. Hashiveinu avinu l'ser secha. Kesher with Rabbein Shalom with Tefillah, Kesher with Rabbein Shalom with Tefillah, that's a Kesher of an Eved. And the other Kesher of a Ben. A Ben is Hamish with his father. He's not in this battle, everything to his father. He's Memela, a Shtikl of his father. Fakir, that's why he's so Hamish with his father. Just like a person's Hamish with himself, so Bro Karadavua. So he feels Hamish with that Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ben, a son of Torah, a person could get too Heimish. He feels he's part of it, feels it's Memela Chelik of him. So he feels he can have an Egeus. But Tefillah is called Kule Faket. I'm going to battle everything. It's not Memela. I'm pushing this battle everything. It's battle everything. So then if a person davens and then he learns Torah, his Torah will be of Eicha Vazalif. Everybody, such a Geshmak of Zach that you have. You have Rabbi Arla Chassidim, they're looking for minyan, they see this Mizrahi coming up and they're calling for minyan. Why? Because all the chilukim is only often mitzad a person's negiyas, or it's mitzad, it's not the etzem zach. The etzem zach is no difference between the yid, the difference between how you knit his kapu, those are chilukim. When it's built il Hashem Nevada, all the tzaddikim who they avoided was an avoider built il Hashem Nevada. It made no difference to them which type of people were sitting at the table, it made no difference to them who the gaboim were, it made no difference to them what they looked like. It was a built il Hashem Nevada. Don't seem like a built il Hashem Nevada. The Amshonov Rebbe's got a brother, his brother, his only brother, is made some mishpocha. I don't know, made some mishpocha. Made shidduchim with mitchazkim from Mizrahi mishpochas. I don't even see what's wrong with it. 99% of the people said, you're mixing with this. Somebody told me, whatever, Klezmer de Chosa told me that somebody has a brother's vision, sir. And the brother's vision said that Ravadi Yosef, that the Klezmer de Rebbe was with Maskud Ravadi Yosef in Yerushalayim at his big at Saras. And he says, he doesn't understand. He's speaking of Brit. And he says, it wasn't Kvod based sons to give such a hesper. The guy said, what is this guy talking about? He's a God, well, he was a God of Torah. He's a God of Torah. They all swat him over there. You want to speak in Yiddish? In Galician, Yiddish? What's Huxton shining? You know, when it comes to Yidno, Bilti Lashem, the Vadoi, so. And also, the Baal Shul was very against this whole Indian of Chimish HaShaduchim. Say that he didn't, not necessarily that the Bali chose after marriage, whatever, but not this Chimish or this past or this. It's Bilti Lashem Levada, you Pasha don't see these Chalukim. Pasha don't see these Chalukim. You know, sometimes it can cause problems, because sometimes it's you're being too cloliistic, and you understand that because the tzaddik sees the plinius. Sometimes the chitzonius is shaylet, and the pasha the tzaddik doesn't need the chitzonius. Even though in the oilam hamaisa taka, sometimes you got to be careful in oilam hamaisa. But that's why these tzaddikim don't understand it. They don't understand these. So the koifel is a matzav of nafshi koifel, it's koifel akoltiyah. So made it the hargosh over there that this it's the matzav of bilti lashen nevadi. So that they don't, people don't look at chitzonius, they don't look at jeans, they don't look at kippot shugot, they don't look at anything. They look at ayid. Ayid kem dominance. And true that bilti lashen nevadi. Mitzad of bilti lashen nevadi. Every ayid is the same thing. They say that I don't know where I saw it. They also said that. Because one of the teachers says that it says that why was the Rebbein Shlomo not here to him? Because Eino Doime Tefilas Tzadik Ben Tzadik but Tefilas Tzadik Ben Rasha. Why was Tzadik Ben Rasha? The Bel Freig, the Shuli Faked. Tzadik Ben Rasha is about Tshuva. Ein Tzadik Ben Rokin Shabali Tshuva Ein Tzadik Ben Goyim Choyim Naaman. But the answer is, that's what they want to say. That Tfilas Tzadik ben Rasha, so he can't say that it's Chus Ovis, because he hasn't got Chus Ovis. So Meila Icha Gepoil. But Tfilas Tzadik ben Tzadik, Yitzchak Avinu said, what is the Chus of Tata Avraham? Gonish Mia. Salz Nischus of Meila Tfilas Tzadik ben Tzadik is Niskabel. That's not my Tfilah, Bechla. By Tfilah, the whole Musik is, it's not my Tfilah. And that's by Tfilas Tzadik ben Tzadik. In fact, I'm just thinking, the Gemara says in Brochus that somebody makes Oysa Tfilosa Keva, Oysa Tfilosa Keva in Tfilosa Tachnunim. I think Rashi says that the Pshat is a person who feels that he puts so much effort into his Tfilah, Savada Vet Hepoilin. So that's not Tfilah Bechlan. Why is that not Tfilah Bechlan? Because how goofa? Tfilah, Icha Getin in Tfilah? I did in Tfilah. The whole ghetto Tfilah is that I don't do nothing. So a person feels that he put the koyach into tefillah, and therefore it has to be answered. That's oikah, the whole ghetto of tefillah, that didn't do nothing. So maybe therefore the Yitzchak Avinu's tefillah was a tzaddik ben tzaddik. So he said, I didn't do nothing, it was all b'schus Avraham Avinu. Because it was all b'schus tefillah of Avraham Avinu. So maybe Yitzchak davened, nothing. He was mafzeh b'tefillah, but still he felt he was kol kule b'schus Avraham. Rav Treb always used to say in the Sidur Reinu, the Rebbe the Shveh, everything was the Rebbe the Shveh. The Rebbe the Shveh was nifta, there was after 200 Lubavitch Chassidim in the ganze Welt. I mean, there's tens of thousands. Everything is in the Sidur Reinu, the Rebbe the Shveh. Never spoke about himself. Never, ever, ever spoke about himself. No one knew. Everything was private. And no one knew nothing. Everything was secretive. Everything is the Rebbe the Shveh. And these tzaddikim, you see one thing after the other. Bilti Lashem Levadoi. Bilti Lashem Levadoi. Not for moistness. Not for nothing. Bilti Lashem. It's a Ving Nisoyen, I'm saying. The very Ving Nisoyen. Now there's, you know, the plaques, and then you put a big thing, and the Chnosev Torahs with a huge Suda, and everyone, all the Rabbanim have to come and Meshabeach him. It's the Nisoyen. That's the Nisoyen of the Ikkaz of the Mashiach. Where the Bilti Lashem Levadik comes very difficult. It's stuck in Nisoyen. Chas v'shalom. Everybody should give. They should give tzedakah. They should get covered in the lochem for it. Oh, but you see the Musik. The Musik is that it goes Edom, and the goes Edom. That's why Tefillah is the Ikkaz of the Mashiach. It brings us to a level of Bilti Lashem Levadik. He was the Eved of the Ovis. This is Aaron and Ben. He was the Eved of the Ovis. Bal Yisrael was also an Eved and a Ben of the Av. So we relate to the other very much. Bilti Hashem Lazadoi. So there's no steers in his Avedis Hashem. There's only one thing. It can't be a steer if there's only one thing. All the problems start. When it's the Ruchnias, then besides the Ruchnias, there's also something else. If it's something else besides Ruchnias, then it's already a steer to the Ruchnias. And then a person's already got a steer. Once a person's already got a steer, so then a person never have menucha. That was the sod. The sod is that Yitzchak Avinu, like we said, was the Bilti Lashem Levadoi. The tachlis is that Yitzchak is supposed to be moiled the Tikkun Hashalom of Bilti Lashem Levadoi. And here, there's a Yisrael Tzabon and Makirbo. Like the Tfer Shlema says, that she didn't understand. There's somebody over here, in Mela, when he goes past the shul. He goes past the Avodah Zorah as well. Other Avodah Zorah is the opposite. The Pasuk of Zveach lelekim yochram, Bilti Lashem Levadoi is going on Afuki Avodah Zorah. Zveach lelekim is talking about talking about the Zvicha for the Avodah Zarah. Zvicha for the Avodah Zarah. And so therefore that was good for the vote. She says, "Imkein lomen ze anoichi." The whole tachlis of anoichi Hashem lekechel. It says the dibros was they bought anoichi Hashem lekechel, like we said before. Anoichi Hashem chol amen. So the vote is that's good for lomen. The whole thing of anoichi Hashem lekechel, like we said before, she was tzichem eretz Mitzrayim, was this idea. It was mashu shen klal Yisrael in the built of Hashem levadoi. Memela lo yilachal lehim achem al panai. Everything else. It's Shein Avodah Zarah, like if Hashem does what, Hashem Lachem Penifta Levavchem, if there's a Penifta Levavchem, that's already Vesa'atim Avadatim Aleim Acherim. So Noich Hashem Lekecho was Mashmish built in Hashem Avadah, that everything else is Avodah Zarah, that's Noich Yiveloye Lecho. Those two we heard from the Rebbein Shalom. Those two are Mashmish and Asa Indian built in Hashem Avadah. So if there's somebody who's got both of them, he's got a steer. On one hand he's a Noichi, and on the other hand he's Hashem Lekecho. On the other hand he's Faket, he's Oika, the Indian of this. So that's the theory. Lama ze anoichi. What does the whole Aseret HaDibros do for? What's the whole? And that's what she said. And it's a parallel gezach. Anoichi ve lo yilacha is the dibra echad nehmer. Anoichi ve lo yilacha is the dibra echad nehmer. The dibra echad means you can't be mafrid. That's what it means with dibra echad. If it's stay dibra, it's meila. I can be kosher to this one. I can be an anoichi Hashem leikach. It's not a theory to be a shtikal avay dezara and ikachat v'sholem as well. Anoichi ve lo yilacha is the dibra echad nehmer. You can't tansav by the chasnas. You can't jump out when there's this and jump out when there's that. That's why noichi b'leihelcha, noichi b'leihelcha. That's the inyan. So made it. Therefore, that's why she was scared. She understood the wall has to come now to a matzav of bilti l'Hashem levadai. And the opposite of bilti l'Hashem levadai is if he's kicking on both. And that's why it's a peldig azach, because this has to bring a bureau of ability to Hashem Avada. The Pasuk says, "Vayema Hashem, vateilach lidrish das Hashem." So Rashi says, "What do you mean?" Rashi says, "She went to Hashem ve'eva." The Pasuk states, "Vateilach lidrish das Hashem." It's another gilu. It's ability to Hashem Avada. You go to a tzaddik, you can see. Batsim, you're going to the right. Batsim, it's not a. You go to a tzaddik emes. The tzaddik emes is whole gufa, his whole avoider, the avoider ability to Hashem Avada. And then Pasuk answers, "Vayema Hashem lo." And Rashi says, "Al yideich by Hashem Eva." I can't remember what she says there. The kilu that she was answered there in Yeshiva. But the first time in Pasuk, why does the Pasuk say "Vayema Hashem lo"? There it says, because this is the gili of bilti l'Hashem levade. Then to the tzaddik, all that there is bilti l'Hashem levade. Teilech l'dris Hashem, Vayema Hashem lo. It's all the avoider bilti l'Hashem levade. All the tefillah dika avoider. Why the parasha, this whole gilui, why is it called Toldos? Why is it called Toldos? So the inyan is because the Zochan and the Keva are connected to the Gufan and the Neshama. The Zohar Kodesh says it about Avraham and Sarah. Avraham is Neshama, Sarah is Guf. All different shnus, but the Nakuda, the Gufan and the Neshama is two things. A bilti l'Hashem levada is somebody. His guf becomes neshama. So they're not two things anymore. It's all one. You can't be mafrid too. So the guf, he turns to avodah zara. He turns to epizandish. The guf is epizandish. And the greatest yilu is when the guf and the neshama become one. So all that there is neshama. All that there is. What's a neshama? Neshama is a chelak lekayim imal. So then that's a gil. Brings Hashem levade. And Bereishis says, "Al kenyazev ishes avim evedovak beishtoi v'hoyu lebasa echad." Rashi says that they have vlad, they become hoyu lebasa echad. That's the gilui over here. Parsha's told us is the parsha where it's becoming a bilti l'Hashem levadai, where the choyma and the tzura are becoming mamish one. The choyma and the tzura are becoming one. Yitzchok is the kulei tzura. Yitzchok is kulei. That's why it's in Gala Dafke in this marriage. Because Yitzchok is kulei tzura. It's an oyla tmima. There's nothing there. There's no. So Yitzchok is kulei neshama. Rivka came from the inyan of chesed, the middle of chesed. The middle of chesed, with the echklal, is a middle that has to do with, taivas have to do with chesed, right? The inyan of hispashtus and that type of thing. Here was the biggest gilui that it was becoming one. How does it become one? How does it become bilti l'Hashem levadai? Al yidei vlad. So here, when she was pregnant with that vlad, and it wasn't becoming bilti l'Hashem levadai, al yidei vlad. So that's the problem over here. That means this is supposed to make it into the bilti l'Hashem levadai, and it's not making it into the bilti l'Hashem levadai. There's a baya over here. There's a big baya over here. And that's what he said. No, there is a clipper that we have to clear away. That's called Esav. Yaakov, he knows Yedua, that Yaakov's goof had kedushas and neshama. We don't find that anywhere else. That's why Yaakov and neshama is called Nishmas Chaim, and only by Yaakov you see the inyan of Yaakov in Eloi Meis. And that's the Sfasemes of Tovis. We always see that when a Malach fought with Yaakov's goof, he thought that a Malach can be go over the goof. Malach can't be go over the neshama of Yid, and the Yid's neshama is higher than the Malach's neshama. But Malach has a hell of a goof. So he thought if he fights Yaakov's goof, Chach mitzad the goof, the Malach is higher. He was nizgala that Yaakov's goof is gone neshama. He couldn't do anything with Yaakov's goof either, because Yaakov's goof was cooler in neshama. So Yaakov Avinu bought that bechino of bilti l'Hashem levado. Therefore, there's no psolus from Yaakov Avinu. It's mitosei shleima. There's no psolus from Yaakov Avinu, because Yaakov Avinu brought down mamish the zivug of Yitzchak and Rivka. The toldos came out from the bechino of hoybasa echad. They pushed away the koyach of no basa echo, the koyach of he feels that he's nifra, the whole koyach, it's all the bechina that's pushed away. That's an avoid that's pushing that away. What was left, that's the nekuda bilti l'Hashem levado. That's told us. Yaakov Avinu is the tolder. He's Megala, the biggest tolder, because he's the mitos shleim. He's the mitos shleim. This inyan of guf and neshama, of the guf turning into neshama, very much in last week's parasha, because first of all, the Zohar Kodesh says it Legabi Avraham and Sarah, and that was the chiddush that Sarah was nifta, because Avraham and Sarah were guf and neshama, and they had a child at the end, and therefore the chiddush was that Sarah's guf. The Chasam Sofer says a vot. You know the Chasam Sofer's vot. Chasam Sofer says a vot. Gev a soif shav anoichi imochem. Says the Hezek Chasam Sofer. A person's neshama is a ger in this world, but a person's goof is a toyshav in this world. Today's here. So Chasam Sofer says that Gev a toyshav anoichi imochem is part of Avraham Avinu's hesped. That he thought that Sarah, the Izazar Musuk, like Chanoich, like Eliyahu Novi, that they went up with a goof. And it was a chiddush for him that Sarah died. That he says, "Get toishav and oichi mochem tnu liachuz as keva." I thought we're past this idea already. I thought the goof would become the shoma, and then he said, "That's part of the hesped." So that was the Chaim who says this. The Chasam Sofer says it, and the Chaim Hakadosh says on Kiras Arba he chevron that even though Kiras Arba means even though the person's goof is made up of the Arba Yesoidus, and the Arba Yesoidus usually are mitparek, they usually split when the person dies, each Yesoid goes back to its shoresh. But he chevron by Sarah Meinu it carried on. By Sarah Meinu there was a hemshach. By Sarah Meinu there was a hemshach, because her goof was so kodosh that there was a hemshach, the kesher between the goof and the neshama. So you see a lot of things. You see a lot of the inyanim over here, of the inyan to be mahafech the goof to become the neshama. And that's the whole nakud of Eliezer Eved Avram, but the Eved Melech, the Eved Eliezer became so nizbatl to Avram Avinu that his face, his external features, his goof, his external features look like Avraham Avinu. That's mamish the inyan of his hafchas, and that's like we just said before. By a ben is kared avua. There's no chiddush. A ben is part of his father. Or but an eved should become part of his odah, and that's two nifradim coming together. That's what the Torah is saying about Eliezer and Avram. That a person that an emistik eved is somebody who's. See, the bot is that a ben be'etzim comes from is when you talk about our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a ben, you talk about our neshama relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because a ben is a chelek of the father and a neshama is a chelek of the kaim imal. So the mitzad that a person feels a ben to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the same not chiddish as some a child feels a child of the father, because somebody who's a chelek of somebody else feels that he's a chelek of somebody else. Or when ever is mitzad the goof. Our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzad the goof is called Eved. The relationship of Eved is mitzad the goof. So therefore the tachlis hashleimus is when the Eved becomes like a ben, when the Eved becomes like, he starts looking like the father, he becomes a kare davua. And that's what Eliezer was oicha to become a kare davua. That's another inyan of this whole inyan, where you see that the chumah has to be the safech to become a tzura, and that's the tikkun hasholem. And that was the big shock that when Sarah was nifta. So that's the Parshas Chayisora, where it was in this gala, that this is the tikkun we're heading for. So made it kosher to what we're saying. It's also a chelik of this bilti Hashem Avad. The goof is the nifrat. The goof is doch the nifrat. The goof is in Zhabech, and it's bilti Hashem Avad. It's all part of the same shmuz.